I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
You might think your relationship that you're in is full and complete, not missing anything. I hope that's what you think about your relationship. And if it is misses something, hopefully it's something small that you can work on or whatever. But this may be alarming because I'm about to tell you that you're all probably missing something. Steve, I bet you and Annette don't have this. Kelly, maybe you and Ross, fairly litigious with his legal work and you dating law firms and whatnot.
I do have a thing for law firms. I like them.
Yeah. More the firm part.
According to this, the new trend, you know how you can say that about anything.
Well, yeah,
and
I mean,
it just counts.
Yeah.
There's no one to check. Is that a new trend?
Yep.
I don't know.
Well,
the new trend is a basic relationship contract that both parties would fill out at the beginning of a relationship. And I'm not talking about at marriage. Like, this should have been, if you guys and all of us were doing it, like Kelly and Ross would have filled it out when they decided to be an item as opposed to just a couple people who met.
When you're just dating exclusively.
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like an example?
Yes,
yeah.
I would love that.
It says relationship contract, partner A. And you write your name, and then you'd have to list your commitment level, 1 through 10, with 10 being I'm looking for marriage, and 1 being we're going to screw.
Yeah.
And then partner B would do the same.
Just having conversations is stupid. Write it down.
If you think that's stupid, wait till you get to the bullet points.
Okay, great.
Because this is really good. Now,
good
this is their boilerplate one to be adapted for any other relationship.
Okay, great.
Number one, we agree that whoever decides to terminate and or disobey the clauses within this relationship contract is to give the other partner, and there's a dollar sign and a blank line. If the termination is product of mutual agreement, no money will be exchanged.
What?
So they're just like a breakup penalty.
Wait, so if I want to stop seeing somebody, I go, hey, sorry it didn't work out. Here's $500.
Yes.
Okay,
like,
so wait a second. What? How long into the hanging out and getting to know each other do you present someone with this contract? Did it say a timeline?
I assume as soon as you want to be not in a relationship with them, because any reasonable person's going to go, see you later.
Oh, boy,
this
I sure would.
This is ballsy, though, because then anytime they mess up, you can just bust out that contract and be like, remember when you signed this? That's messed up.
Yeah, this is, well, I don't know. Give me more.
Yeah,
maybe
actually.
Maybe I'll change my mind.
I've got 11 more bullet points.
Great. Yeah, lay it on me.
And sub points.
It's never too late to do this.
Number two, we agree not to engage in any sexual activity or physical pleasure with anyone other than each other. Hugging others is allowable so long as it does not exceed 10 seconds and there are no erections present for anyone involved.
Okay, especially you ladies.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Keep your erections to yourselves.
Ladies can hug ladies because you can be a sleeper on that one.
Yeah, so it's fine. Okay,
unless you
well,
look like China downstairs.
All right, yep. That one, that's never been a thing unless you write it down.
Number three, we agree to talk every day within reason via text message, telephone conversation, or face-to-face, regardless of subpoint I, fights and anger, subpoint two, or, well, I should have said one, subpoint two, laziness. So, yeah, you shouldn't go like 90 days without speaking to someone.
Okay. All right. Great.
Number four, we agree to see each other at least 2 times a week to chill. Now, chill is in quotes. This may entail the following: movie watching, dinner, coffee, sleeping, drinking, hanging with others, etc. Commitments made to careers may occasionally impede. If that is the case and it is absolutely necessary, once a week will be acceptable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, schedule your appointment. your hanging out time. Okay.
Number five. Again, this is a relationship contract they're saying is the new trend.
Okay. The new trend.
I don't believe this has ever happened. Okay. We agree to share intercourse at least 2 to 3 times a week unless distance or the female's time of the month impedes with such activities.
What? Okay, so you don't have period sex? Is that part of the contract?
I believe it's saying it no longer held to the contract.
Right, you're not, you don't have to if that's, you know, if there's a legit reason.
So you only see each other maybe two times a week at least, and then you're forced to have sex with each other
by contract
because that's all you could make happen that week.
Right.
But if you're on your period,
then that's null and void.
Man, I don't like this contract. It's getting to be a little sticky for me.
Well, this next one will help keep it from being sticky.
I mean, if you didn't have a contract, it'd definitely be sticky.
Yeah. Number six, we agree to practice safe sex. If impregnation occurs, both partners agree to consider all options unless it was previously planned or a mutual agreement is met. That
boring.
Doesn't really settle anything.
No, it's just that we'll make sure we talk about it.
Safe sex is boring. Where's the surprise, you know?
Yeah. Raw dog it.
Yeah.
Number seven, we agree that presents are mandatory on the following. Birthdays, Valentine's Day, Christmas, Hanukkah if applies, and if mutually agreed upon, anniversaries. List anniversaries where appropriate. And then it has, like, day we met.
Yeah, yeah.
First date, first I love you, et cetera.
Okay, great. Okay.
Number eight, this is a big one.
Okay.
Steve, I'm going to bet you and Annette have never even talked about this.
Oh, boy.
Kelly, you and Ross. Kayla and I have never talked about this.
Been together a long time.
It's you're going to tell me it's understood, but if you haven't talked about it, it doesn't count. Number eight, if you had signed this contract, you would have said, quote, "We agree not to murder one another."
Okay.
All right.
I guess we've never expressly said it.
I like that that's wedged in between days you have to get presents, and then number nine, whoever gets up first has to get coffee.
Okay.
You must get me a present. Don't murder me. And if you get up early, you go get coffee.
See, we had a long discussion about that on our very first date. It was, so you're not going to murder me, are you?
Right.
The thing
and
is, though.
And she said, no, you're not going to murder me, are you? And I said, no.
Deal.
And so far, we haven't.
But here's the thing, though. I would murder somebody if they proposed to me and then cheated on me. And I told Ross that. I said,
Damn, you're proposing to me.
Man. You ever cheat on me, I'm going to kill you. And he looked at me, he's like, I can't tell if you're joking. And I said, me neither.
Guess we'll find out in the future.
You better
be
careful.
This is spicy.
Yeah. This is first degree at this point. This is premeditated.
Yeah, yeah. You watch your ass or suddenly syrup will be made of your blood.
Yeah.
Number nine. Number eight was we agree not to murder one another, of course.
Yeah,
number nine, we agree that if the night is spent together, whoever's the first to rise in the morning after must prepare / retrieve coffee for both to enjoy together in bed.
I love that rule.
Like every time.
Okay. I love that rule.
All right. Yeah, you've got to have a contract to do that.
Yeah, I'd hate to have someone do something nice and know that they did it on their own without being legally compelled to.
Yeah.
Number 10. We agree to try to make each other happy and always help one another to the best of our ability, even if that means assisting the other with the disposal of a body.
Okay. All right. There's some strange underlying.
I'm going to draw the line.
Yeah,
there's a lot of talk about murder, and I'm going to draw the line I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I mean,
I mean, why'd they kill him, though? You know, like, that's the rules is, you know, it's in the gray area whether or not you need to help.
No. I'm not sure I'm ride or die on that one.
No, me either.
I mean, circumstantially, yeah, maybe you would go, well, this situation dictates that I must help you dispose of this, but I can't just blanket that.
Man, I would. Ride or die.
Number 11. We agree that if one partner asks to move in together, to give the other partner blank number of days minimum to consider before making a decision. So then you would have a mutually agreed number of days, like 36. And finally, number 12. We agree that if this contract is terminated, we will still remain close friends given that no partners violated clause number 2. which is not to engage in sexual activity or physical pleasure with anyone other than each other. So as long as you didn't have a hug that was more than 10 seconds or had an erection present, you're fine.
Now, you know I don't like to deal in generalities or guesses.
Okay.
But in this situation, I'm going to guess that this list was come up with by a woman in her 20s who has been jilted and has a lot of baggage.
This is my trust issues contract. That's what we call these.
Yeah.
And I don't hate a person for it because, you know, if you know what you want and you know what you don't want, and then you find somebody that's been hurt in the same way you have, and they see this contract, they might look at you and say, you are the one for me. Because that's exactly what you need, that reassurance through a contract that you can hold against anybody the entire time you're with them.
That's
true. Well, that's what they say, is that there is no tighter couple than those that are both incredibly toxic.
Exactly. Bound by a contract filled with toxic traits.
Yeah, I'm sure that contract that includes the line, up to and including help to dispose of body when you try to get your $5,000 because somebody broke up with you, is going to hold up in court.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to fly. I mean, if Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly can drink each other's blood and then have a falling out.
Ugh. If he cheated on her, I swear to God, I'm going to just
give up. Well, you know he did.
You think so? God, he's such an ugly guy and she's so perfect.
I know.
Who else got cheated on that's so pretty recently? And we were just like, it doesn't matter how pretty you are. Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce.
Was that Becky with the good hair?
Uh-huh. It inspired the Lemonade album, let's be honest. That was amazing. Which Megan Fox quoted.
I want to know who this other person that we can't believe got cheated on was that you brought up.
It was another really, really hot woman that got cheated on recently, and we were all like, if she gets cheated on, none of us stand a chance. Hmm. People got to be texting in and saving.
Yeah, they do, because I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I mean,
we were all there for it. It sucked so bad. Oh, Miley? With Liam?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Well, that's a good one.
Shakira.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Shakira.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Where she
jam.
Caught him. What did she, how did she
with
catch
the jam.
Him?
The jam. Oh,
because nothing could preserves this relationship.
It made her super jelly.
How can we forget?
I don't even think we used that one.
I don't remember if I did
what
or not.
What a travesty that is.
Jeez, we got to go back.
I hope somebody cheats
it.
On her again with other spreadables.
So what we're learning is ugly people don't get cheated on.
Not as much.
Ugly
no.
people text in. I've been cheated on, so I think it's true.
Ugly people don't get on the news when they get cheated on.
Oh, that's not fair.
No, but I think ugly people who become famous are the most likely to cheat because they couldn't get it, and now you're famous, like Machine Gun Kelly, and now you can get it from everybody just because you're famous, not because you look good.
He looks like a green bean.
Another one, Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah. Oh, man, she's so pretty, and she's got a really nice voice to listen to. I don't know if you've ever heard her speak, but her voice is
she can talk
like
too.
Butter, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I know,
she does
right?
have a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
She is.
Dang. Jennifer Aniston. What is wrong with you guys?
Yeah, none of the girls cheat, right?
Yeah.
No.
No, none of them do.
No, we don't. We're faithful till the end. Unconditional love. It's all we know. We know how to be nice, good girls.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I can't wait till the mics are off so I can repeat a line you said to us to your face right now.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.